Welcome to A Baroque Christmas in the New World, a special holiday edition of Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. We're celebrating the holidays with a unique performance of music from 17th and 18th century Mexico, Peru, and Bolivia, including a cantata and three freestanding works by colonial Mexican composer Manuel de Sumaya, works that have not been performed since his lifetime. Join us as musicians of the Historical Performance Institute at the Jacobs School of Music of Indiana University bring these sparkling works to life once again. We'll also hear villancicos, motets, and so much more, all marking some part of the story of Christmas. We heard music from two motets by Gaspar Fernandez, performed by members of the Historical Performance Institute. Juan Gutierrez de Padilla was already an influential musician in Spain and Portugal when he began a new life in colonial Mexico. From the Puebla Choir Book in the archives at Puebla Cathedral, we'll hear the Gloria movement from Padilla's Misa Ego Flos Campi. The festive nature of the writing uses a technique not typically found in mass settings of the European tradition. Fragments of the Gloria text are used repeatedly as short refrains, giving greater character to the story about the choirs of angels who announce to the shepherds the news of Christ's birth. We heard students and faculty from the Historical Performance Institute of Indiana University's Jacobs School of Music perform the Gloria movement from Juan Gutierrez de Padilla's Misa Ego Flos Campi, followed by a motet composed by Antonio de Salazar that celebrates the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. In Mexico City, the Feast of Her Conception was an important religious and civic spectacle during the season of the Church's preparations for Christmas. You're listening to A Baroque Christmas in the New World from Harmonia. Next, let's hear Francisco López Capilla's eight-voice setting of the Magnificat, another celebrated Christmas text. We'll follow that with the Christmas villancico Los Cofrades by Juan de Araujo. Los Cofrades brings the musical language of the street into the sanctuary of the church, creating a popular hybrid style. Taking the story of the wise men following the star to Bethlehem, the poetry of Los Cofrades used contemporary characters and imagery that Central Americans of the period would have easily identified with, bringing the biblical story of the Nativity directly into a late 17th century present.
Thank you.
Members of the Historical Performance Institute at the Indiana University Jacob School of Music performed Francisco López Capilla's Magnificat, followed by Juan de Araujo's Christmas Villancico Los Cofrades, with soprano soloists Catherine Somerset and Christina Lynch. You're listening to A Baroque Christmas in the New World from Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Early Music America, presenting EMA's annual Young Performers Festival on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. And now for something incredibly special. Manuel de Sumaya is perhaps the best-known composer of 18th century Central America, and we're about to hear three works by Sumaya that have not been performed since his lifetime. Two are freestanding villancicos for Christmas, Cielo y Mundo and O Suma Alegría. The third is a four-movement cantata for soprano, violins, and continuo in honor of the Blessed Sacrament. The soprano soloist is Catherine Somerset.
Thank you.
Soprano Catherine Somerset and students and faculty from the Historical Performance Institute of the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music performed two villancicos and a cantata by Manuel de Sumaya. You're listening to A Baroque Christmas in the New World. Two more villancicos for Christmas complete our program. The first, by Sumaya, Ay como Jime, reflects on the madness of King Herod, who, hearing of the imminent birth of Christ, orders all firstborn boys in his kingdom to be murdered. Mary, Joseph, and Jesus escape this fate with their flight into Egypt. Countertenor Andrew Rader and tenor Francisco Ortega are the soloists. Then to complete our program, we return to Juan de Araujo through his popular villancico for Christmas, Ay Andar.
Thank you.
we heard students and faculty from the Historical Performance Institute of the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music perform Ay Como Gime by Manuel de Sumaya, followed by Juan de Araujo's Villancico for Christmas, Ay Andar, with Kevin de Benedictis and Francisco Ortega as soloists. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. The performers on this holiday special were all students and faculty of the Historical Performance Institute of the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music, directed by Dana Marsh. Soloists were Catherine Somerset, Christina Lynch, Andrew Rader, Francisco Ortega, and Kevin De Benedictis. Special thanks to Stanley Ritchie, Wendy Gillespie, Nigel North, Keith Collins, Chris Quapis, and Linda Pierce. The modern performing editions of the premiered works by Manuel de Sumaya were prepared by Craig H. Russell. Our concert producer was Malcolm Bruno, and our audio editor, Adrian Hunter. Special thanks also to Paul Borg and the Latin American Music Center of the Jacobs School of Music, to the Lilly Library of Indiana University, and to First United Church of Bloomington, Indiana. The writers for this edition of Harmonia are Dana Marsh and Luann Johnson. Thanks to our studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, John Bailey, Janelle Davis, Elizabeth Clark, and Joe Goetz. Additional technical support comes from KTTZ at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Our producer is Luann Johnson, and I'm Angela Mariani, wishing all of you a safe and happy holiday season.